Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's Independence Day, the 4th of July. Well, was Independence Day the declaration of our independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain really on the 4th of July? Well, historians don't agree completely with that. And there's some interesting background about the Declaration of Independence and deciding that that's what should happen. During the American Revolution, the legal separation of 13 colonies from Great Britain occurred on July 2nd, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence that had been proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from Great Britain. So after voting for independence, Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence, a statement explaining this decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author. Congress debated and revised the wording. No surprise, right? Congress debated and revised the wording of the Declaration, finally approving it on July 4th. So there is a connection to July 4th. A day earlier, John Adams had written to his wife, Abigail, this message. The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. So isn't it interesting in 1776 that John Adams said, this is the way it should be celebrated, and it's much of what we do today. Well, obviously, Adams' prediction was off by a couple of days. He said it would be the 2nd of July. From the outset, Americans celebrated independence on July 4th, the date shown on the much-publicized Declaration of Independence, rather than on July 2nd, the date of the Resolution of Independence, which was approved in a closed session of Congress. Historians have long disputed whether Congress actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, even though Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin all later wrote that they had signed it on that day. Most historians have concluded that the Declaration was signed nearly a month after its adoption on August 2nd, 1776, and not on July 4th, as we all believe. And maybe what we believe is not so important that it's not exactly right as that we are still commemorating it in the way that John Adams thought it should be done. There are some remarkable coincidences related to July 4th. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who were the only signers of the Declaration of Independence who later served as presidents of the United States, died on the same day. And that day was July 4th, 1826. And that was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Now, another person who also died on July 4th, he was not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but he became president, James Monroe, and he died on July 4th, 1831. So that was three presidents in a row who died on July 4th. There's only one president who's been born on July 4th, and that was Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, and he was born July 4th, 1872. So there could be some history in the making in the future if we have another president who's born on July 4th. Interesting facts, I thought, related to especially those coincidences of the presidents dying on July 4th. And as well as, do we really want to take a look at those dates? But again, probably most important that remember the reason and celebrate our Declaration of Independence. Hope you are having a great day celebrating the date of independence.